Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And how could it be in this great nation that we would have four different presidents? Two Democrats, two Republicans, who all got it terribly, terribly wrong about Afghanistan. Nobody believes that this represented a triumph for the United States. Why is it that one security expert, at least, and he's not the only one, but he's certainly prominent among them, and he's on the line right now, Ralph Peters, a former lieutenant colonel of the United States Army, prize-winning, best-selling novelist, Civil War novels that are just wonderful and readable and everybody should look at. The author of innovative works on global strategy and security, retired Army officer, former enlisted soldier before his commission. And his unusual career took him from Moscow to Mandalay and from the Middle East to Latin America. And Ralph is also a columnist and a popular media commentator. Okay. One of the things about Afghanistan is, if I have it correct, and I've actually looked it up, you were talking about Afghanistan being the wrong war, fought the wrong way, being a waste of basically great many American resources and noble members of our armed forces sacrificing themselves and years of their time. You were talking about Afghanistan being a bad investment a dozen years ago, that going back to the Bush administration. Is that right?
And more than a dozen years ago. Because it was obvious, Michael. If you stop to think, if you just get off the groupthink train, get off the yes-man train, get off the inertia express, to use a contradiction in terms, and look at the problem itself, it just made no sense. Now, you and I would certainly agree that after 9/11, it was important to send our special ops and supporting troops to Afghanistan to punish Al-Qaeda, to punish the Taliban for hosting them. And we really did a good job in the autumn of 2001. But by the late spring, summer of 2002, we should have left. That was a mistake. And the folly of hubris, the arrogance of staying and trying to turn backward countries on earth into a modern ecumenical state was absolute madness. And, you know, Michael, we weren't asking the Afghans merely to change their government. We were asking them to change their culture and, to a degree, to change their religion. And the world just doesn't look like that. You know, if somebody invaded States or just arrived in the United States and said, the way you and your ancestors have lived forever has been all wrong, your beliefs are wrong, and we're going to set you straight. How would Americans react? I mean, we just didn't do our basic homework, and the tragedy is that in Afghanistan, over 2,000 Americans died, more than twice that many, or over about 10,000, I'm sorry, it was actually 20,000 were wounded or otherwise injured. It's just the numbers that the mind boggles. And we lost these fine soldiers in Afghanistan, Marines, Airmen, Medical, Navy Corpsmen. We lost them in pursuit of Mission Impossible. Now, you lost them in the story we're talking about.
If I can,
Afghanistan was folly from the start.
Okay. How actually should we have gotten out? I mean, I'm glad everybody seems to agree that the original military operation relying a lot on native Afghan troops and forces like the Northern Alliance and some of the tribes in Afghanistan and some of the warlords who competed with us, we were all very successful. On what basis could we or should we have gotten out under either President Bush or President Obama or President Trump before Biden?
Well, it was really crucial. The crucial years were the early years under Bush. who had, I believe he personally had good intentions. He had terrible advisors with their own agendas. But once the United States goes in full force, all the troops and all the equipment and all the money and all the diplomats and all the aid workers, it's almost impossible to stop that train. And we had a real problem. You know, I love our military. I respect it enormously. But we have a problem with leaders who, again, with good intentions, just can't admit that a mission is failing. And so you had senior generals, one after the other in Afghanistan, insisting, we're making progress, the Afghans making progress, their military's making big advances. At the same time, the troops down in the front line, or the ones actually training the Afghans and working with them, are saying, this doesn't work, this won't work. And the disconnect between the frontline soldiers and the generals in Kabul or Washington was just enormous. I mean, no, Michael, it's human nature, aggravated by the weight of the uniform. No general, or admiral for that matter, wants to admit on his watch that a mission is failing or has failed. We kept putting, to use a cliche, lipstick on that pig, and it wasn't free. It cost the American taxpayer almost $1 trillion, but much more importantly, it cost real American lives for a mission impossible.
I know that there is wide assumption that that is true right now, and many people believe that the crucial mistake, Peggy Noonan wrote about this, was not concentrating on Tora Bora and concentrating on going after bin Laden and basically finishing a military job there. She writes that she thinks that the administration was mistakenly refocused on Iraq. Do you think that it could have turned out differently if we had concentrated on Afghanistan and avoided the...
Concentrated on Iraq.
It would have been different if we could have concentrated on Afghanistan instead of going after Iraq.
We could have killed more terrorists. It would not have changed the long-term outcome if we were trying to develop a modern liberal democracy in Afghanistan. It just couldn't be. And even... Tora Bora was important, but that's a tactical issue. Our mistakes were primarily at the strategic end. And, you know, we've repeated, what frustrates me so much, Michael, is we've repeated the well-known lessons of Vietnam. First of all, if you want to run a counterinsurgency operation, as we were trying to do in Afghanistan, requirement number one is you've got to be supporting local leaders who the local people will support, who they will fight and die for. Instead, in Afghanistan and in Iraq, we supported Western-educated, English-speaking expatriates who were out of touch with their own country, but who knew what to say to us and how to tie a four-in-hand tie and wear a Western suit. And the disconnect between the leaders we impose on Afghanistan and the homegrown leadership of the Taliban was enormous. As I've been saying for years, we refuse to see it because it hurts our pride and self-image. But in Afghanistan, we were the redcoats, and the Taliban were the Minutemen. They were the ones fighting for their way of life, for their home, for their homes, against the corrupt Kabul government. Now, we weren't corrupt, but the way we poured money into Afghanistan, as we had done previously in Vietnam, corrupted the very people we were trying to save. When you pour American wealth into one of the poorest countries on earth, people start grabbing. Instead of fighting, our Afghans were grabbing. And the corruption, and we knew the corruption was going on. We knew it. Billions and hundreds of billions of dollars, literally, were being stolen, and we wouldn't do anything about it because it might have been an embarrassment to the Afghan government, because it would have created temporary difficulties with the Afghans. I mean, we doomed the mission by that folly. Then we had a counterinsurgency doctrine that was politically correct. That's another story. I mean, we made one mistake after another, and I always go after the same thing.
Okay, when we come back, I want to talk about another war. It's a war against a pandemic. It's a war for public opinion, for rallying people, for a patriotic effort to actually do something about this pandemic. I know that Ralph Peters has strong feelings on that issue. We will go to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show with Colonel Ralph Peters.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On the Michael Medved Show, Ralph Peters is a prize-winning and best-selling novelist whose books taken together give you a sweeping history of some of the crucial moments in the Civil War and some of the most storied battles in American history. He is also written about strategy. It was one of the early voices talking about the dubious nature of the war in Afghanistan. And he has been a very prominent media consultant and columnist regarding American security and national security and the future of our country. And, Ralph, I wanted to ask you about the current battle that is going on, not just against the virus, but against misinformation, which it seems to me is truly problematic. And you may know better than I do. You probably do. But I believe that the United States is alone in having a very formidable political movement that is questioning vaccines that are meant to put an end to the pandemic of the COVID-19. Do you understand fully why it is that people are so deeply committed and excited and passionate about their opposition to the COVID vaccines?
I think to some extent I do understand it, but I think it's wrong, totally wrong. And Michael, by the way, if you look at a map of the world, primarily Europe and North America, wherever China and Russia see enemies, that's where you have anti-vax movements. Because the Russians especially have been sowing disinformation about, even as the Russian vaccine has been a total flop, they've been sowing disinformation about our miraculous vaccines. And so Germany and France both have strong anti-vax movements. The Italians had something of an anti-vax movement. It's fading because the Italians have just decided, you know, we're going to impose mandates. That's that. You're going to need a green pass. We're going to get the economy going and moving on. And so Italy is actually making more progress than Germany or France. And there are other movements in other countries, Austria and in parts of Eastern Europe. And I really do put it down to Russian influence. Now, here at home, I've got to say, I respect the right, the hard-won right of every American to think for himself or herself. But as citizens of this magnificent, blessed country, we have a duty to our fellow citizens. If we are true patriots, we need to protect our neighbors. We need to protect our fellow Americans. Even if we don't know them, there are brothers and sisters in America. And that's one of the best reasons to get the vaccines. Now, my wife and I were vaccinated with Moderna early on. We haven't turned into Martians or zombies. We've had no ill effects. And even if, Michael, even if there were some risk to these incredible, miraculous new vaccines, these pioneering vaccines, even if there were some risk, I would get the vaccines anyway to protect my fellow citizens. Because, again, the reason for getting the vaccine isn't just to protect yourself. It's to protect others as well. And I feel it's our duty to do so because, Michael, we are at war with this disease. 9/11 killed 3,000 Americans. COVID has killed almost 650,000. Which threat is greater, Islamist terror or COVID-19? And it breaks my heart to see Americans at war with each other at a time like this, to see hospitals full of people who've rejected the vaccines and are dying, intubated, can't even have contact with their families. And I do put a lot of the blame on the Russians and some on the Chinese for sowing disinformation. But also, there are other factors as well. And one is the pernicious nature of the Internet and the World Wide Web. The most dangerous part about it is that there's no control. Just about anybody can post just about anything, can just make it up. Again, you know, you have people, I said, horse deworming medicine will protect you from COVID-19. And it just doesn't work like that. In country after country, we see a direct correlation between those who are vaccinated and those who are unvaccinated. Those who are vaccinated are living relatively normal lives. Those who are unvaccinated are getting sick and often dying. And although we may as Americans disagree with each other politically and elsewise, we need to pull together on this. Not wearing a mask, not getting a vaccine, that's not a political statement. That's not taking a stand. That's being stupid and unpatriotic.
Thank you for that, Ralph. And the one thing that I had not heard is it your sense, or do you have reason to believe that they're actually that Russian propaganda, anti-American Russian propaganda, and Chinese propaganda, which is very potent and very powerful, that...
Michael, we know that the Russians have been putting out false information about COVID. Their vaccine doesn't work. Russians won't take it, and I have a good reason. So they're attacking our vaccines because they don't want the rest of the world to know that American vaccines work and Russian and Chinese vaccines don't. But yes, we know definitively that the Russians are a prime source of misinformation about vaccines. So if you're out there reading crazy stuff on the internet and trying to persuade your family not to get vaccinated, you are a tool of Vladimir Putin. You're not an American patriot. You're one of Putin's fools.
You know, this actually is fascinating, and I always learn so much from you from our conversations, Ralph, and I thank you for it. But I was looking at the numbers for the European Union, and all of the countries in the European Union, all of them, that are below average, their average is much higher than ours. They have over 70% people altogether in the European Union who've been vaccinated. But the countries that are lagging are Bulgaria, Lithuania, Estonia, Romania. What do they have in common?
Well, certainly what they have in common is they were formerly occupied by the Soviets.
Exactly.
Putin wants them back. Russian disinformation, they're very, very strong there. And their health systems are weaker. Their people are adjusting to a new life. Whereas in places like Italy, Germany, Britain, France, the fact that there are any anti-vaxxers is stunning. But again, we live in an age, Michael, in the age of the internet, everybody's looking for witches to burn. And what the internet does tells you, what populist politicians, right or left, tell you, is the same old hate-filled message that's been going down for centuries, that your failures are not your fault, it's them. It's those other people. It's, you know, it's the rich, or it's the Jews, or it's the Republicans, or it's the Democrats, or it's this or the other thing. And it's a very seductive message. But I just feel that one could go on for a long time about the psychological roots of vaccine denial. And this hatred of science is so bizarre. I never thought I'd see it in this country. But you know what? You know, I'm old enough to remember the polio epidemic in the 1950s. People were being deformed and killed by polio. We had to close swimming pools and public events. When the polio vaccine finally came out, everyone lined up to get it. It was a miracle.
Well, exactly. Exactly. And it was a miracle. And America is a miracle. And so are you, my friend. Appreciate the clarity and the contribution.
Sign up today for our free weekly newsletter at michaelmedved.com. Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is pushing his ambitious economic plans. Speaking at the White House, Biden arguing that it is time to put the U.S. on a new path. He said the heart and soul of his economic agenda involves boosting the middle class. Biden saying the nation's wealthiest individuals and companies need to start paying their fair share of taxes. Biden not providing any specifics as far as what that fair share is, though. Biden also saying he's going after price gouging.
We're also going after the bad actors and pandemic profiteers in our economy. There's lots of evidence that gas prices should be going down, but they haven't. We're taking a close look at that.
Kroger again requiring all employees to wear masks regardless of vaccination status. Previously, only unvaccinated employees were required to wear face coverings. USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It is a pleasure to welcome back to this show someone I greatly respect, Andrew Sullivan, one-time youngest editor ever of New Republic. Somebody who has been sympathetic to elements of the right, sympathetic to elements of the left, and sympathetic at all times to the cause of the United States of America. Andrew, congratulations on your new book, Out on a Limb.
Thank you so much, Michael. I appreciate it.
I wanted to ask you this because you're looking back at a substantial amount of history. And what do you believe has changed for the better, most notably in America, in that 32-year span? And then also, what do you believe has changed most notably for the worse in 32 years since 1989?
We are still a free, multiracial, multicultural democracy with our stresses and strains. But when you see people rushing to escape, clinging to airplanes, you begin to realize that oppression, as it's properly understood, is not really at play in the United States. It is at play elsewhere. And to have sustained that democracy in this time has been an achievement, however rough that passage has been. I also, you know, I'll be personal about this. I think it's a much better time and place to be a gay person in 2021 than it was in 1989. Toleration and acceptance has grown, and integration into the broader society has helped and doesn't seem to have had any particular bad consequences. And obviously we've had both good and bad. We have also transformed the world technologically in the last 20 to 30 years, especially with the internet, which has done some wonderful things in opening up diverse voices to new listeners, but also, of course, has developed terrible tendencies to demonize, malign, and cast aspersions on all sorts of people. Now, on the bad stuff, I think we are obviously a far more tribal country than we were. The idea that we are all just individual citizens, regardless of our race or sex or gender or anything, and that we can deliberate reasonably about the common good has been somewhat overtaken by the notion that we are two tribes fighting each other, who hate each other more than we love our country at some times, in some places, and at some points. And we've seen the emergence of two nations, to use Disraeli's old phrase, in America, and the extraordinary difficulty of finding a way to bridge the gap between those two nations, which is, of course, now our most pressing task.
I certainly agree with you about the polarization and the separation into a tribal different identity. But it's also greatly exacerbated by, you mentioned the internet before, the embrace of increasingly preposterous conspiracy theories. You know, we, on this radio show for 26 years, we used to do a feature called Conspiracy Day, where people would call up once a month with a full moon with their favorite conspiracy theories, and it was kind of amusing. But when people start conspiracizing, and serious numbers of people, about allegedly blood-drinking, child-molesting Satanists who run the entire world, that's not funny anymore. That's dangerous,
isn't it?
No,
it isn't funny. And I think the collapse of the media's credibility, of the mainstream media's ability to sell the truth, has helped foment these conspiracies, or even in some cases, when you think of the idea that Trump was involved in some massive decades-long conspiracy with the Soviets and with the Russian government to undermine American democracy, that was a crazy conspiracy theory that was taken seriously and propagated by much of the mainstream media. So I couldn't agree with you more, and I think some of the conspiracies around the notion that the last election was somehow subverted or corrupted or rendered illegitimate is another form. And the question is, how do we get back to reason and facts and a shared understanding of reality? And I think that's what we have to aim for. And I'm afraid that some elements on the left, especially the postmodernists and the woke, are undermining any ability to find empirical, objective reality, and that's their goal.
Andrew, you've been critical of both parties at times, and obviously I think most people think appropriately critical. Do you believe that the two parties as we know them are going to continue to function this way with this party identity into the foreseeable future? Or is there likely to be the transformation of one or both of those two parties?
Well, let's take the Democrats. I think that they are winning many arguments on economics. And if they focused on that, universal access to health care, child credits, and some raising of taxes on the very wealthy to help the middle class, they will do well. And their moment in some ways has come because of the massive inequality that our capitalist success has nonetheless created. But they have become so wedded to the notion that what matters is what group you belong to, so obsessed with the notion of group rights, racial rights, sexual minority rights, in ways that are not about individuals, but about groups. And so far as they then want to install equity, which is essentially reverse race discrimination and sex discrimination, if they want to promote radical ideas like critical race theory, they are going to lose the center. And that is going to doom them. And especially since when you look at their leadership, you can see that Biden's really the only one who has any appeal to the middle of the country. If he were to disappear for some reason and Kamala Harris would be our president, I think the country would be far more polarized, and I think the Democrats would do much worse. Now, as for the Republicans, I honestly believe that unless they give up their cultish devotion to Trump, they are not going to recover as a governing party. However, the things that Trump noted and brought attention to, uncontrolled mass immigration changing the country in ways that most people don't want, or a free trade policy that has unfairly decimated the lives and fortunes of many working class white Americans and black Americans, for that matter, in this country. Those things need to be addressed, and the right is the place that can address it if they do so pragmatically. I look at Britain, where the Conservative Party has not gone completely crazy, has not attempted to prevent the peaceful transfer of power, is not a cult, and they're doing very well in former Labour constituencies, in former left wing, because they believe in the nation state. They do not apologize for being British. They support the poor, but they're not interested in demonizing the rich. And they're creating a new kind of conservatism that is nationalist, slightly more statist in economics, and also controlling the borders. I think that is a very fruitful place. You know, it's also true that most members of minorities don't actually believe in this group stuff. They want to succeed as individuals, and they are not liking some of the rhetoric coming out from the left. And that's why you saw some movement towards the Republicans from Latinos and from African Americans in the last election. So if the Republicans were to go anti-woke, but controlling immigration, controlling trade so that we do not disadvantage America's consumers and producers, and not indulge in anti-constitutional or cult-like behavior on the part of cult leaders like Trump, they stand, I think, in better stead in the near future than the Democrats. But they both have to get over their own internal obsessions. One, the obsession with Trump, and the other, the obsession with wokeness.
Andrew Sullivan, his new book, Out on a Limb. He just went out on one. It's called Selected Writing, 1989 to 2021. Godspeed to you, Andrew, and thanks for joining us. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Will socialism or free markets decide the future of our state of Washington? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but they cannot do it alone. Join WPC Friday, October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency for their Western Washington annual dinner event and support market-based reforms for our state. The internationally acclaimed CEO of Whole Foods and the free market champion John Mackey will deliver the keynote address. In addition to being among the world's most successful business leaders, Mackey launched Conscious Capitalism, a vigorous defense of private enterprise and its power to do good. Mackey warns we cannot surrender future generations to the trickle-up poverty of socialism. Help promote the positive power of markets. Washington Policy Center's annual dinners have become among the nation's biggest events of their kind. Get tickets and information at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Greatest show on God's green earth.
It sounds great.
The Michael Medved Show.
Somebody who is very famous. He's not famous for foreign policy or for his policy points of view. He's famous for his ice cream. His name is Ben Cohen. Ben, first of all, thanks very much for joining us. I appreciate it. I know you have a busy schedule.
Michael, it's good to be back.
Your book, Above the Law, is controversial. It's called How Qualified Immunity Protects Violent Police. Do you believe right now at this moment that America has a problem with surging crime that would actually be helped by cracking down and punishing more vigorously police who get into trouble in violent confrontations?
Well, I think that police who abuse people and police who violate the law should be prosecuted. There were a lot of parts to that question, Michael, so you want to break it down?
I know, well, sure, I will. Yeah, I appreciate it. I don't mean to make it overly confusing because we got a lot to talk about. But basically what I'm saying is, first of all, do you agree that we have a crime problem right now with surging crime in virtually every big city, that things are not getting better in terms of effective policing?
Yeah, I've heard that crime is up.
Okay. So given that, how does it help if right now businesses and individuals, families are in terrible fear of just random, horrible incidents? The hate crimes that have been committed against Asian Americans in New York City, for instance, just out of the blue. An old man is killed because he's just knocked down because he happened to be Thai American. With all of that going on, don't we need more support for police rather than more indignant criticism?
Well, one thing that we should understand is that police generally don't prevent crime. They investigate crimes when they do occur.
But don't they prevent crime if there is somebody who's making a career out of robbing people or raping people or killing people by putting them away?
They need to investigate crimes that do occur, but, you know, usually they're not preventing the actual crime from occurring.
Okay. The book is called Above the Law, How Qualified Immunity Protects Violent Police. I want to get to the other issue that's on the table. People hear the name Ben Cohen and Ben & Jerry's, and they immediately think of this controversial boycott and your response to it. Basically, what you argued in the New York Times on this issue about Israel and ice cream is that you're not anti-Semitic, you're not anti-Israel at all, you are just opposed to certain Israeli policies. Okay, let me ask you very directly, What policy change should Israel make specifically, not in general, but what specific policy change if they want to have access again for all Israeli citizens, not just those on the west side of the Jordan River, if they wanted to have access to Ben and Jerry's ice cream again?
What we are protesting is Israel's treatment of Palestinians.
What specific policy? You said you're opposed to certain Israeli policies. Which ones?
Well, they're impoverishing an entire group of people.
Okay, if you compare what's going on in Gaza, which is entirely ruled by Palestinians, where there are no Israelis at all, they are vastly more impoverished than Palestinians, who are among the best educated and the most prosperous non-Gulf State Arabs in the world. Ben, if you want to hang on for just a moment, we can continue here on the Medved Show. We'll be right back with Ben Cohen. Michael Medved Show, glad to continue the conversation with Ben Cohen, who's the co-founder of Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream. He has also been working for some years to amend the U.S. Constitution, and you can find out about those efforts at hashtag GetMoneyOut, and at GetMoneyOutOfPolitics, which is what he wants to do. Talking about the controversial protest gesture by Unilever, which is the parent company now of Ben & Jerry's, because you sold your company a while ago, didn't you?
Yeah, it was a public company, and it did get sold. I was trying to prevent that sale, but it did happen.
Okay, so this decision regarding Israel, which you defended in the New York Times, what you emphasized in the New York Times was that you are not opposed to the state of Israel. You are opposed to certain Israeli policies, but you never specified which ones. And that's what I was asking you about, was not what attitude you dislike or what piece of propaganda you have imbibed that you dislike. But if you had an access to the new prime minister, Naftali Bennett, and you said, look, if you can do one, two, three things, then all of a sudden you will get Ben and Jerry's back being manufactured in the West Bank and people making ice cream and then being able to eat their ice cream freely. I'm not sure that Prime Minister Bennett would agree with you, but he might point out that the policies that you actually want to see implemented already are. For instance, you know that the only reason that people living on the West Bank haven't gotten a chance to vote is because they've suspended elections in the Palestinian Authority, which rules that entire area. They've suspended elections for 15 years now. Not the Israelis, Palestinians. Mahmoud Abbas is going into his 16th year of his original four-year term.
Yeah, you know, the issue that that the company is protesting is the continued Israeli occupation of these lands.
What does occupation mean? Let me just tell you, because I've traveled extensively in Israel, made many trips. My brother's lived in Israel for 35 years, raised his kids there. And when you talk about the occupation of these lands, have you ever visited any of the Israeli communities over the Green Line? I'm thinking of Male Adumim, which is a town of about 50,000 people. It has been there. People have built homes. They have not seized any private land whatsoever. It was government-owned land under Jordan, which owned it before. It was never owned by any state of Palestine, because there never was any state of Palestine. It was occupied Jordanian land. And Israel isn't occupying it. They never confiscated it. And as a matter of fact, there are all kinds of Palestinian people who live right nearby and work in towns like Ariel or Male Adumim and some of these Israeli communities that have flourished there for a long time. So, again, when you talk about occupation, you've heard the term refugee camp. Israel doesn't put people in refugee camps. You know who does? The UN. And they put them there because they provide all kinds of money if people stay in a so-called refugee camp instead of actually finding a place to settle that you'd be less dependent.
So are you saying that the Palestinians are happy with the current situation?
No, of course not. But what I am saying is that that when they have done polling, there is a Palestinian pollster called Kashiki, who actually was more active before he was punished by some of the thugs and terrorists in that part of the world, who broke both his arms. But he's okay. But he is taken a poll of people living throughout the Palestinian territories and the Palestinian Authority and asked, would you take Israeli citizenship if you could get it? And most of them said yes. If you actually go see this, talk to people on the ground, you might get a different perspective. Ben Cohen appreciates your coming on.
Become a MedHead member today.
Michael, I'm an enthusiastic fan of yours. I'm a MedHead.
Commercial-free podcasts, commentaries, find out more at michaelmedved.com.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.